Welcome to Austrian Stocks in English, presented by Palfinger, the new and weekly English-spoken summary for the Austrian stock market, positioned every Sunday in the mostly German-languaged podcast Christian Drastil, Wiener Börse, Sport, Musik und mehr. My name is Christian and I will be later on joined by the absolutely smart Allison. In the first half of week 40, we saw a strong comeback for ATXTR. The second half was again negative, but bottom line this week brought a plus of 2.4%. You can look here at the last 16 of our 13th stock market tournament. Börsesocial.com/tournament. News came from Mayr Mellenhof, OMV, Vienna Airport, S-IMO, Andritz, Vienna Stock Exchange, Verbund, Valneva and IMS Osram. And these news are spoken now by the absolutely smart Allison.
Thank you, Christian, for calling me absolutely smart. And these were the news of week 40, Monday. Mayr Mellenhof, the Mayr Mellenhof Group, MM, has successfully finalized the acquisition of Essentra Packaging after receiving approval from all relevant competition authorities. Through this acquisition, MM Packaging expands its cartons, leaflets and labels activities for the resilient and profitable healthcare and pharma market, creating a platform for further growth. Peter Oswald, CEO of MM Group, highlights, "Essentra Packaging is a game changer for us, positioning MM as a global player in secondary pharma packaging, enabling more innovation and more investment in sustainability. We have identified attractive synergies and upside potential which we will leverage through the integration. Together with the team of Essentra Packaging, we are fully geared to shape the future of pharma packaging. MM is a leading global producer of carton board and folding cartons with an attractive offer in craft papers and uncoated fine papers for various end applications. MM promotes sustainable development through innovative, recyclable packaging and paper products. Essentra Packaging has 21 manufacturing sites in 10 countries throughout Europe, U.S. mainland and Puerto Rico, ideally complementing MM Packaging's current position in pharma packaging in the Nordics and France. Essentra Packaging employs about 3,500 people and reported 2021 sales of CGBP 370 million, currently approximately Euro 410 million. Mayr Mellenhof, weekly performance, -0.15%. OMV, Austrian-based oil, gas and chemicals group OMV announced that it is working on two geothermal development projects, one in Austria and one in Germany, where OMV is cooperating with a partner. According to OMV experts, the geothermal conditions in the Vienna Basin are suitable for use as a direct heat carrier. In northern Germany, the geothermal energy could be used to generate electricity. OMV, weekly performance, 6.85%. Vienna Airport, the management board of Flughafen Wien AG, Vienna Airport continues to advise its shareholders not to accept the purchase offer of IFM Global Infrastructure Fund. Shareholders who have already accepted the offer, but who would like to be in full control of their shares again, added a long timeline in the amendments to the offer, therefore need to object to the amendments to the offer. Furthermore, the management board still anticipates the risk that acceptance of the offer will further impair the liquidity and thus the tradability of the shares, potentially ultimately leading to the shares being delisted, which the management board does not wish for. Flughafen Wien, weekly performance, -0.15%. SMO, only recently, SMO AG announced its intention to dispose of German residential properties in the course of a strategy update. Now the first sales successes can already be reported. Larger portfolios have been sold in both Rostock and Leipzig. In both cases, the parties agreed not to disclose the purchase price. Herwig Zufelsdorfer, member of the management board of SIMO AG, comments, "Our strategy of selling German residential properties and acquiring higher yielding office properties in Hungary and Austria in return has reached an important milestone today. With these sales, we are realizing the value developments of recent years and gaining liquidity for further acquisitions. This will strengthen our profitability permanently and sustainably, also in the interest of our shareholders." SMO, weekly performance, 0.00%. Tuesday, Andritz, International Technology Group. Andritz has received an order from Brussels SP Cellulose Data Supply for Prime Line TMW 2000 tissue production lines to its mill located in Lençóis Paulista, São Paulo. Startup is scheduled for 2024. The lines will produce household paper, such as toilet paper, napkins, handkerchiefs, towels and facial tissue, Andritz, weekly performance, 1.37%, Vienna Stock Exchange, while global stock markets are under pressure following interest rate hikes and geopolitical tensions, equity trading volumes on the Vienna Stock Exchange stabilized at pre-crisis levels in the third quarter 2022. The one-off effect of the Russia-Ukraine war pushed the equity trading volume for the year 2022 to €58.28 billion, 6% above the previous year's level. International exchange members accounted for 80% of the turnover, with Optiver, a new international trading member connected to the Vienna Stock Exchange in September. The most active Austrian stocks were Erste Group Bank AG, €10.21 billion, OMV AG, €7.94 billion, Verben AG, €5.96 billion, Raiffeisen Bank International AG, €5.40 billion, and Voestalpine AG, €4.18 billion. ADXTR, weekly performance, 2.37%. Verbund, chemicals group Borealis and utility company Verbund are planning a joint project in which green hydrogen will be used to produce fertilizers, melamine and technical nitrogen. Green hydrogen is the key to decarbonizing industrial products and processes, particularly in areas that are difficult or impossible to electrify. Borealis and Verbund have initiated a decarbonization project that will use green hydrogen to produce fertilizers, melamine, and technical nitrogen on an industrial scale in a more sustainable way. The joint project taking place within the framework of the Pan-European IPCEI, Important Projects of Common European Interest, process entails the production of green hydrogen at an industrial electrolysis plant, 60 MW, using electricity from renewable sources and ionized water. The green hydrogen will be used to produce fertilizers, melamine and technical nitrogen at Borealis operations in Linz, Austria. The oxygen generated by water splitting in the course of the electrolysis process will be used directly in production. The electrolyzer will also provide grid services for the transmission network. The electrolysis plant is scheduled to commence operations in 2025, with projected annual CO2 emissions reductions of up to 90,000 tons. Verbund, weekly performance, minus 2.00%. Wednesday, Valneva announced the closing of its upsized €102.9 million global offering. The financing was led by U.S. healthcare specialist Deep Track Capital and also included existing shareholders such as French state-owned bank Pifrance. Proceeds to be primarily used to continue to advance both the company's Phase 3 Lyme disease and chikungunya vaccine candidates towards marketing approval and to progress preclinical assets. Valneva, weekly performance, 14.94%. Andritz, international technology group Andritz has received an order from Tatmetal, Tatsalik brand, Turkey, to supply a galvanizing furnace for a new coating line that will produce hot-rolled and cold-rolled material. The line will provide hot-dip galvanized, GI-coated flat steel suitable for the automotive, durable goods, construction, energy, and mechanical engineering industries. Startup of the line is scheduled for the first quarter of 2024. Further, Andritz has received an order from Minhang Paper Joint Stock Company to supply a complete OCC line for its mill in Van Lam, Hung Yen Province, Vietnam. Andritz, weekly performance, 1.37%. Thursday, Vienna Stock Exchange, Trade Republic is now using Wiener Börse's DTR registered sign 2 service to publish its over-the-counter trades in a MiFID II compliant manner. In addition, Wiener Börse announces that service hours will be extended until 11 p.m. for new customers. In line with our strategic positioning as an IT infrastructure provider, we support market participants with efficient, high-performing services. Wiener Börse is very familiar with the legal landscape and the regulators in the region and also offers high-quality German language support. We are very pleased to welcome Trade Republic as our largest customer to date for our reporting service, says Christoph Boschen, CEO of Wiener Börse AG. XXX Lutz, the Austrian furniture retail group XXX Lutz, 370 furniture stores in Europe, is continuing its expansion. The focus is now on online trading, and so the XXX Lutz Group has now published its decision to submit a voluntary public takeover bid for the acquisition of all outstanding shares in Home24 SE. XXX Lutz will offer the shareholders a purchase price of €7.50 per share. Home24 is a leading e-commerce platform in the home and living sector and is listed in the Prime Standard of the Frankfurt Stock Exchange. In a business combination agreement signed on October 5, 2022, the two companies agreed on the key points for future cooperation. Friday, OMV, following the incident in June 2022, at the OMV Schwechat refinery, it is now running at full capacity again. The alternative supply system, which was used to make up for the production restrictions of the Schwechat refinery during the repairs, will be maintained as an additional source of supply for as long as necessary. This will allow reliable supply to the markets in addition to stocks being replenished more quickly. OMV, weekly performance, 6.85%. Amz Osram, Ingo Bank, Chief Financial Officer of Amz Osram, has informed the supervisory board that for personal reasons he does not plan to extend his contract as member of the management board beyond April 2023. Supervisory board and management board take note of this decision with great regret. The supervisory board will swiftly commence the necessary steps to prepare a succession for the position in the management board as of May 2023. AMS, weekly performance, minus 6.61%. And now bye-bye from Allison.
And Christian, we wish you a great week. Hear you next Sunday.
Present is the whole thing now.